In this integration session, you'll be supported to establish greater energetic coherence throughout two main dimensional aspects of yourself, the galactic and the angelic. As you connect with greater clarity to these aspects of yourself, you'll find it easier to be curious about and learn directly from the awareness of the children. This would be a great time to amp up your curiosity. After this integration session, you might want to ask the children to have an experience that shows you what their reality is actually like. You'll be surprised that, number one, you can ask and it will be given, and number two, how real these experiences can be. Now sit back and relax for this multidimensional integration session. Again, we're going to begin by breathing in and out of the body. So breathing into the heart and out of the heart. All integration happens in the body. So breathing into the heart, out from the heart. Breathing in light, exhaling light. Breathing in light, exhaling light. And as we establish our connection to the body by breathing in light and exhaling light, I'm going to ask you to first simply intend to open up any of the galactic aspects of yourself. The children have many galactic aspects, as do you. And whatever that means to you, just intend that those galactic aspects are opened up. So in the galactic realms, some levels of the galactic realms, there is still polarity. There are energies that are supportive and energies that are not so supportive. So let's start by simply pulling out of the galactic aspects of yourself any of the energies that are kind of polarized toward distracting you or confusing you, right? So pull all those energies up and out of the galactic aspects of yourself. Just imagine that you're pulling them out and you're placing them in a sphere out in front of you. As you place it out in the sphere out in front of you, again, what fills up that sphere may look like galactic beings. It may look like color, texture, sound. Who knows what's going into that space? But just intend that those are the galactic aspects that distort or confuse or create chaos in the galactic aspects of you. And again, add that blue star to the center of that sphere, the totality that you are. And go ahead and spin that star with the intention of absorbing all of that information. All of that incoherence is being absorbed by that blue star until there is no thing left in that sphere. The sphere will go back to clear. And as it goes back to clear, you're going to compress and condense that sphere. And you're going to imagine or see that it is being placed back in the galactic aspects of yourself and imploded into billions of frequencies of light. You're restructuring the galactic aspects of yourself to greater coherence. So we all have certain galactic aspects that are more coherent than others. We have certain numbers of incarnations in certain galactic experiences where we're very masterful, we're very adept. And so I want you to just intend that you are going to that most coherent, most masterful, most adept galactic aspect. And we're going to use this tone to enhance that. It's like making the target bigger so that it's easier to access. Here we go, right into the most coherent galactic aspects of self. Okay, take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Beautiful. Again, breathing into the heart and out of the heart, just reestablishing our connection to the body, into the heart and out from the heart. There you go. Feel yourself present in the body so that these transformations impact you here, instead of out in the ethers somewhere. Okay, now we're going to open up the angelic aspects of you. So most humans have galactic and angelic aspects to one degree or another. And so as you, many even consider that the angelic aspects are just maybe higher dimensional aspects of ourselves, as in support systems. I see that the angelic aspects of us usually are supportive of us, helping us move through our life experience, where the galactic aspects of us have a tendency to invite us to expand through our earth experience. So let's go to the angelic aspects. And again, just intend that those angelic aspects of yourself become clear, coherent, vibrant, beautiful, supportive, loving, kind, compassionate, and first and foremost, toward yourself, toward you, right? Anything and everything that prevents that angelic support, the angelic aspect of yourself, from supporting your human self with full integrity, with full love, compassion. Pull out all of that information from your angelic self, and quite frankly, from any other aspect of yourself, and place that in a sphere out in front of you. Beautiful. All of the debris, all of the static, all of the noise, all of the distraction that keeps you from that clear, coherent voice of your own angelic self, supporting you, loving you, having compassion for you. Pull that all out, place it in a sphere. Add that blue star to the sphere and spin that blue star out until all the information in that sphere is absorbed by that blue star, dismantled by that blue star. It'll go back to clear. It almost looks like the star expands, gets all the information, and comes back into a point of light in the center of that sphere. Now compress and condense that clear sphere all the way around that blue star, and place that information in the angelic aspects of yourself, and implode that into billions of frequencies of light. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, once again, going back to breathing into your heart space, breathing light in, breathing light out. Breathing light in, breathing light out, feeling yourself present. Present in the physical body. Beautiful. Now you can begin to wiggle fingers and toes, stretch arms and legs. There you go. Just move the body. And then take three nice deep inhalations and exhalations. And on the third exhale, breathe your eyes open. Breathing your eyes open. Beautiful. Don't forget to ask the kids what their experience is like. With this integration, it's very easy to have an experience of what they experience. Lots of love.